Hey, so Brandon, about this game coming up, first off, the travel itself, what does that do in terms of preparation? Does it get in between the ears? I mean, let's face it, it's a long flight over there.
I think it's just, it's at the point now where we have our schedule, it's set, and we just got to deal with it. You know, there's nothing much we can do about it. Complaining is not going to solve anything. We just got to do the best we can do as far as getting rest on the flight over and getting there and being prepared to play.
I don't want to get you fined by the league, but I mean, what is the feeling amongst players as far as having to do this in the regular season, fly internationally to another country to play a regular season game?
I think it's okay for us because we got a bye week. Yeah. So I think as far as the international games, if they can set those games up where the teams have bye weeks, and a couple more days of travel at the destination, I think it'd be fine.
Yeah. As far as the game itself, obviously you want to put Oakland behind you. Do you think this team has been successful so far in doing so?
I mean, I don't really know how to gauge that. You know, it's just going out to practice and having a sense of urgency, but there's still some lingering effects and from the game, but I just think, you know, a couple more days of practice and going and something to look forward to,
yeah.
Travel and then playing in London and playing against the 49ers, we should be well over it by Sunday.
Sure. And of course the 49ers are a team not dissimilar to yourselves, right? High expectations, looking for a division crown at the start of the season. Things go wrong, so now you've got two teams that are in a dogfight.
They're right.
Tear each other apart, basically. You guys are both desperate for a win.
Exactly. Both teams are desperate for a win, both divisions are, you know, relatively still open and still fair for any team to jump back into the race. So I think it's, albeit not the best teams in the NFL playing an international game, but still should be a competitive game because both teams have a lot to lose, and they're the most important games of our seasons.
Yeah. Patrick Willis. This year, you keep getting him on the schedule. What does he bring to the table?
Just another dynamic guy, just a guy who's all over the field. Doesn't really see a play that he doesn't feel he can make a play on.
Right.
And so, it's Patrick Willis. It's another great running back in Frank Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Another challenge for our defense. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent on that 49ers team, regardless of what the record is.
Let me ask you this from a receiver's perspective. When you get news that there's going to be a quarterbacking change midweek, Alex Smith to Troy Smith, how does it affect you as a receiver when your quarterback, you're getting someone you didn't really expect or haven't been playing with all season starting on the floor?
Well, I think they were probably holding that news as late as they could possibly hold it.
Sure.
But if that was on this team or team that I was on, I'm sure we would know in advance who was going to be the quarterback.
But as far as game repetitions go, I mean, it's going to be different.
Yeah, that'd be different. But I guess he had a very productive preseason in his ability to throw the ball and deliver the ball to those receivers. So and then he can make plays with his feet. So I don't see it being too much of a distraction.